Welcome back to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. You probably saw the headlines this past week. A new study finds that Americans are sitting more than a decade ago, and computers appear to be a major culprit. Now, that's probably not a surprise, but how do we actually know that? Yin Cao is an assistant professor at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis and senior author of that new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. This is Yin.
So first things first, I wear a Fitbit, and if you asked me how many steps I take in a day, how much time I spend being active, that I could tell you. But if you asked me how much time I spend sitting, I don't think I could give you an accurate estimate at all. So how do you even begin to get data about how much time Americans spend sitting?
We actually didn't collect the data, but the data was collected in a national representative survey called ENHANCE. So in that data, three indicators of sitting have been collected for the past 15 years, starting early 2000. The first one is over the past 30 days. On average, how many hours per day did you or your child sit and watch television or videos? The second question is similar, but over the past 30 days, on average, about how many hours per day did you or your child use a computer or play computer games outside school or work? And the third one, starting 2007, they started to ask adolescents and adults to recall their total time spent sitting. So as you mentioned, there might be some recall issues regarding the total time on sitting. So in this analysis, actually, our primary indicator of sitting is really the time spent on sitting and watching television, and also time spent sitting using computer outside school and work. So although there might be issues in terms of recalling your total sitting time at the individual level, but we are looking at this measurement over time. So the interpretation is more on the trend over time rather than the exact hours people recall every day.
So the bottom line, you conclude, is that both teens and adults are spending more time sitting now than they were a decade or so ago. How big a change are we talking about?
So we are talking about, for adolescents, 7 hours in 2007 and 8.2 hours per day in 2016. And for adults, we were talking about 5.5 hours in 2007 and to 6.4 hours in 2016. So about 1 hour per day across a 10-year period.
When you look at that from a health perspective, does that seem like a big change or a fairly small change?
I think it's a big change, considering how much time available we are able to control each day. Our sitting time increased by around 1 hour per day, which makes them almost 7 to 8 hours every day, which is a lot in our life. So I think I would consider it as a huge increase, like around 15% for both adolescents and adults.
Yin Cao, this new study about how much Americans sit, as you pointed out, you're mostly using data that people gave you about how much time they were spending watching TV or using a computer, and that's how you estimate how much time they were spending sitting. And the real increase was in computer use, right? The TV watching seems to be holding pretty steady.
Yeah, that's one interpretation, but I think the bottom line is really none of the time spent on either watching TV or a computer use have been declining. And although data have been accumulating on the health consequences associated with prolonged sitting, and however, at the population level, we didn't see any decrease in any of these measurements. And most of the existing epidemiology study actually looked into health consequences associated with prolonged sitting watching TV. And that has been associated with multiple disease endpoints, including increased risk of obesity, cardiovascular disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, and overall mortality. So although the overall trend remains stable at the population level, but we also noted that around 60% of the U.S. population across all age groups spent at least 2 hours or even more watching TV, which is similar compared to 15 years ago. this is really concerning given its potential health consequences. And we are really surprised to see such high prevalence among children as well. So the other findings is really regarding computer use. I think it's not surprising at all. It's increasing because of the technology change. But I think what we would like to emphasize is that this is really computer use outside school and work. So we are in some way underestimating the total time spent on sitting. So overall, the bottom line is really at the population level, Americans are really sitting a lot. And none of these trends is really moving to the right direction.
Given how much attention has been given to the potential risks of social media use, of too much time spent on digital activities, whether it's video games or social media in the past few years, do you think there's any chance that there could actually be a change over time in how well we recall our computer time, that maybe we've gotten a little bit hyper aware about our computer usage and are, you know, gradually noticing or reporting more and more of it over time?
Yeah, I think that's really possible. So here we actually don't know, and we are not able to differentiate time spent on handheld devices like iPad.
So you're not asking people how much time did you spend on your phone, you're only asking how much time did you spend on a computer.
Right, right. So I think that's another call to the research community. We should really try to identify whether the health consequences associated with prolonged computer use or video game time is associated with increased risk of multiple disease outcome.
How much other evidence besides this one study that you've just completed is there to show that the amount of time that Americans are sitting is actually increasing? Or is this really the first data that we have in this area?
I think this is one of the first. Previously, there were report utilizing the same set of data, but it's really a snapshot of the data, so it doesn't look into the longitudinal trend or just focus on age group such as children. However, we reported trend cross time and also across all age groups.
Well, Yingkao, you've mentioned that you haven't seen any evidence of decline in sitting time despite the medical community's efforts to get the message out that sitting for a lot of your day is not good for you. And yet at the same time, we have seen a rise in things like standing desks. And I wonder, is standing still at a computer any better than sitting still at a computer from a health perspective?
So studies so far, some small intervention studies did show that sit-stand workstations is helpful, and especially in combination with educational and behavioral support. And that's for adults. And for children, there are small intervention studies showing that classroom-based health promotion program and also automated monitor TV viewing and computer use could be helpful in reducing the sitting time.
But in the end, you say probably the most effective recipe instead of standing at your desk is just get up every so often and go for a short walk, right?
Yeah, yeah. So just breaking up your sitting time a little bit, stand up every 30 minutes or go out, that would be really helpful. And if you can do exercise, meet the physical activity guideline, that would be even great.
Yingkao is an assistant professor at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis and senior author of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association showing that Americans are sitting more than we did a decade ago. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Join us next week for practical tips on how to attract birds, butterflies, and other wildlife to your backyard. That's right here on Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Thanks for listening.
Living Lab Radio is produced by WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio in Boston. It's produced by me, Elsa Partan, and Heather Goldstone is executive producer. Funding for Living Lab Radio comes from the Candida Fund, investing in transformative leaders and ideas. Theme music by Stellwagen Symphonette.